Hi everybody, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Joy of Junk Journals, the Paper Outpost podcast, talking about everything junk journal related here, the life of a junk journaler, what goes on in a crazy junk journaler's mind, and all sorts of fun stuff related to junk journals. And today's topic is a funny little topic I just thought of when I was doing my last podcast. It came to me. It was something called secret notes. And I was playing around with some calligraphy and playing around with some gelatos and playing around with some stationery and working on learning new things and getting all focused around that. And then I was writing some calligraphy, that's probably not proper grammar. But anyway, I was goofing around with calligraphy. And I took out some pretty stationery paper that I had squirreled away and deciding to use my pretties. Yes, very important. And I started practicing. It's a lined paper. And I started practicing writing some things. And I needed some things to write. So I just asked my brain, what are you thinking? And sort of a verbal vomit sort of thing. And I was talking about learning new things every day and how we can push our envelope a little bit, advancing our skills in the craft realm and the art realm. And so I wrote, learn something new every day. And then I also wrote, go out there and learn something today. And then I also wrote, life happens, learn from it. And then I tweeted out too, life happens, learn from it, and craft on. And just encouraging people who might feel stuck that, life happens. The good, bad, the ugly, and we carry on, and we craft, and we live. And we go from there. So as long as you're not dead, keep learning and keep living. Yes, that's my nutshell. Okay, that's actually a good one. Somebody write that down. As long as you're not dead, keep learning and keep living. Okay, I'm using my calligraphy skills. As long as they're not that nice, you are not dead. Keep learning and living. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I remember experiencing before, in certain times of grief in life when somebody very important passes, I kept trying to remind myself that life is for the living. Life is for the living. And if you're still here, you're still living. So life is for you. Life is for the living. So what I found was, just doing this little experiment, I thought, writing things in pretty writing was my practice, my push to learn something new on my pretty paper that I was saving and squirreling away for some unknownly godly reason, but I pulled it out. And then I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to tuck these little secret notes into a journal? And then somebody else might discover them someday. And, maybe that might be something valuable to hear on that day. Or it might mean nothing. Let's face it. It might just be, oh, that's cute. But at first I used to think anything handwritten that I would do in a journal would look cheesy because my writing stinks. And, who cares what I think? You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're not even on that plane. Maybe they don't want to be, lectured to or told how to live life or something like that. And that's not my intention. But I thought that sometimes little messages that pop up in our life can really change a day or change a direction or change a thought or change a perspective. So this idea of secret notes was born. And, I'm just kind of rolling this around in my head and kind of sharing with you guys the process of how, what I do with an idea when it comes out and can I figure out a way to incorporate it in my journals, something that would work. So right now I'm being very non-judgmental with myself. I'm not trying to form it or force it into a way of being. I'm just going to let it naturally pick a way. I'm just grabbing another piece of journal paper and I am going to transfer the last secret note that I hand squiggled down onto an actual pretty stationery piece. And it doesn't even have to be a stationery piece. It could be a regular piece of copy paper that you write it on, or maybe a college rule paper, or a page from a journal, from another journal, like a store-bought journal that you are using, or just any kind of pretty scrapbook paper. Hey, how about that? Okay, so my line was, okay, trying the fancy A. Oh, that one didn't come out so good. That's okay. I'm still working on my technique here. I'm staying in the lines. as long as you are not dead, keep learning and living. Keep learning and living. And I would say if you think that your handwriting is horrible, just embrace it and don't judge yourself. Just learn something new. Maybe just learn how to do a little curly Q on an R. Or maybe you don't like curly Qs. Maybe you want to do block lettering. You know, I mean, do whatever makes your heart sing. But try something new today when you're crafting. And try and push your own little envelope. And maybe, if you want, try and make some secret notes. And maybe these little notes are really just secret notes to yourself. Or they're secret notes that you might want to share with others. Try and be non-judgmental about them. I found a new gelato color. I was very excited in my little gelato bucket. Iced Currant, which is a deeper, richer, like reddy pink color. A little more pinky, deep pink than the Iced Rose. But let me see if I can smear this. I'm actually putting a smear of gelato between my secret note quotes. Secret note quotes. Okay, I like that. Let me write that down. Secret note quotes. See, it's always so important to have a place to stash ideas. And so right now I'm writing on paper to grab my ideas, but I'm also creating things as I'm thinking of these ideas. And there's like a little part of the brain that opens up into this flow zone when you're willing to not be non-judgmental and just capture your idea, however you decide to capture it. Just grab it, write it down, put it in your phone, memory peg it. I talked about that. But just grab it and don't try and finalize it. Just let it sit there on the paper. You know you've grabbed it. You can relax. That idea is not escaping you, because you'll know as soon as you see the words what that meant. Or make sure you write down enough words so you know what that meant. Maybe that's a good quote. Maybe like grab your good idea. Capture your ideas. How about that? That's a nice one. Okay. I mean, it's nice to me. Oh, I can hear him unscrewing my perfectly fine water line. The plumber's here. And he's replacing it with other water lines. Oh, I heard the toilet flush. Yeah, there. You must be making progress of some sort. Capture your ideas. I think there's a lot of power in that statement. Capturing. Did I even say what we were going to talk about today? I'm not even sure, but I was going to go down the secret note path. So I'm kind of percolating around that, learning how to learn as I go, trying new things, trying something different when I sit down to craft, so that I'm constantly stretching myself, not in a painful way, not in an uncomfortable way, but in an exciting way. Like, hey, what's under that little leaf over there? Hey, what's under that stone? Hi, honey. Yes. I'm doing a podcast. Bye. Just had a big full-on space of my husband walking in going, hey, I gotta tell you something. But it can't be that important because he left because he saw I was recording. I think they're wrapping up. I heard the thank you so much. We really appreciate that you replaced our water lines that were perfectly working. Now we're gonna pay you big bucks just so we can keep our insurance. Bye, yes, thank you. Don't come again unless we really need you. Hey, you know what? You know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes just to get things going. And apparently that was one thing we had to do today. So I think he's all done, so that's really cool. So I'm capture your ideas. Okay, so I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna grab another gelato. No, I haven't used this gelato, have I? Iced chai. Now this is a version of a gold brown. So I'm just going to see what that, I gotta make it, it comes in like a lip balm tube style thing. And I'm using finger tool to smudge. That's good, I like that. It looks kind of artsy. I've got black, what am I using? I'm using a black Faber-Castell artist pen, size small. I don't know the difference between all these pens. I just grab a pen. And but it has a fine tip. The small and the extra small have a nice fine tip if you want to have sharp lettering. And the gelato smudges in between the quotes on the page kind of look cool, like an art, like, you know, it almost looks like something from Photoshop or something like that, like, you know, better than I imagined. Now I could keep it all in one page and just have this massive note of cool things to read tucked into a journal somewhere. Or I could tear them apart based on how they're separated by the gelato streaks, or I could scan them so I always have an original copy. But what I really want to save are the quotes. Like, you know, I can recreate this on a paper, but I want to save the quotes. So I'm trying to think of the best way to do that. And I am thinking the best way that I can do that for myself is capture it. Capture your idea. Yes, yes, it's a very good idea, as I'm reading my own note to myself. But I think I might tweet these out, because then I'll have a record of them, and then I can always go back and look for a good quote that may fit a journal or fit something, and I'll have a log. So tweeting is sort of a new thing to me. When I first started this whole journey, I wasn't really a social media expert in any way, shape, or form. And I had to learn as I go, and layering on the learning. And there was a great brain stretch with all of that, doing all the crafting and then learning how to put it out there via social media, which, you know, I was as rookie as they come. I was like old lady hits the town trying to figure out the Facebook. That was me. And or that is me still. Who am I kidding? And but I found that with a couple of YouTube videos and, you know, Googling, good old Googling, you can find your way through this. And it's not as bad as I thought. And there's a lot of like quick tips and tricks and hacks to get, you know, I call it mass blasting when I want to put one message on many different social media platforms all at one time, learning how to mass blast. And so trying to find the quickest, freest, easiest ways to do that was a good learning curve, and it was fun to learn all that. And I'm sure there's obviously tons more that I still don't get, but you know, we take it as we go. But the real fun to me is learning something new with the crafting and with the journal making, and what can I do. Let's face it, paper and glue and scissors have been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, yet people keep coming up with new ideas. Isn't that amazing to think that we have the same, you know, basic instruments, yet people can all pick up these things and look at them a little bit differently from their perspective and create something new. I get great joy out of seeing this on the Facebook group. They have so many creative ways. You know, I'll toss an idea out there in the mix, and then they just run wild with it, and they just, you know, take it in directions I would have never conceived of. It's mind-blowing, and it's so inspiring, and it just gives you so many more ideas. Like, oh, I never even thought of that. I've had that sitting beside me for 10 years on my craft desk, and I never pick it up. Or just, you know, orientation of paper, use of color, use of dark and light, use of black and white, use of materials, use of like fabric and things like that, where it can totally change the landscape if you just change or tweak one little thing. And sometimes you can really see where people had a lot of fun. You can tell by often the number of things they make. Like if they really got into it and they made 47 of those things, you could tell they had a good time. And it doesn't even matter if they're works of art or not. The fact that they had fun in the process, you can just see it all over their art. And or somebody had a lot of fun and they made one thing, but they really went to town. And going to town is different in everybody's world. I mean, sometimes, you know, really going deep is just completing one project for some folks, and that is a huge accomplishment, and that's all that needs to happen in order for their bells and whistles to go off. And I think that's awesome. And there's no contest, as far as there's no race to do more, to do better than someone else, or create more quantity wise than others. It's a personal journey, a personal experience, and you absorb from it what you can. And nobody can tell you or do it for you. It's totally you and the paper and the glue and the scissors. And there's just, and your imagination, and you just mix it all together in one big soup, one big stew pot, and you see what you come out with. And if you're kind to yourself and you're gentle to yourself and you hold yourself in a place where you say, okay, I'm just having fun today. I'm just seeing where this can take me. I'm seeing where maybe if I try learning something a little in one department, maybe I can come up with something like, secret notes. Okay, Pam said something about secret notes. Well, what does secret notes mean to me? Maybe it means something completely different than it did to Pam. Maybe I see secret notes as I want to give a place for people to write their own secret notes. And I come up with little secret notebooks or secret notepads and maybe it's titled secret notes, which is kind of cool. Or you just let them discover places to write their own secret notes and don't put a title on it. I mean, it can mean 100 million different things to different people. Maybe you want to use an old typewriter and type out your little secret note quotes or things like that and tuck them in. Or it's very easy today to use your computer to, get a downloadable font if you don't have it on your computer, like what's it called? My Underwood is a good font to use if you can find that one. But if you look up old typewriter fonts, You can, or any kind of font, you know, it doesn't matter what font it is, but go on a font search one day and learn about how to add different fonts to your repertoire and then type out some things that you find interesting. They can be yours, they can be somebody else's, they can be partially yours, partially somebody else's. You can just create them at will, but capture them when they come across your mind, when they come across your brain or your eyes or you're inspired by something, grab it. Because, you know, you never know when you're gonna be able to use that little tidbit of inspiration on another day, or you never know what it's gonna mean to somebody else someday. Things sometimes come along at the right time when we need to hear them. And if we're open and our ears are open and our eyes and our hearts are open, that's the moment that it can come in. And a junk journal is kind of a cluster of beautiful feelings and inspirations and nudges, universal nudges, and a place for you to be, to relax, to explore, to enjoy. And there are no rules to it. There's no right way to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. There's no right paper. There's no right number of signatures and right number of pages. There's guidelines and this and that where others have found this works well, that works well. But don't get too stuck in anybody's way of doing something. Don't get too stuck in my ways of doing something. Go out there and look at other videos and look at other artists and see how they do things. And then sometimes turn it all off and just be with yourself and see where your own brain takes you. And you might be surprised. You might go in directions that have never been created before. And sometimes that's a very healthy way to learn. Let's see where your own brain would take you without any external sources. Here I am telling you not to watch me or listen to me anymore. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, sometimes I will watch YouTube videos for inspiration, and sometimes I won't watch any videos because I don't want to be guided by other people's ideas. I want to come up with my own ideas or unique ideas or something that I wouldn't think of. And I think there's a natural ebb and flow. I think you can, there's value in both. I think that it's fine to be inspired by others, and it's also absolutely fine to be inspired by yourself. So maybe that's the learning lesson today. Maybe that's my secret note quote to you to, let inspiration come from everywhere. Don't limit yourself to where it can come from. It can come from your own heart and soul. But if your own heart and soul is feeling a little empty and a little dry, open up a little door or window and let some inspiration come in from another source. Sometimes it's only one sentence. It's only one word. And it's only one look of an eye, a smile of a face, a direction to point your feet in that can change everything from that moment on. So I encourage you all to learn something new every day. Go out there and learn something new today. Make it today. Make it happen. Life happens. Learn from it. And as long as you're not dead, keep learning and living and capture your ideas. There, I read you all my little secret quotes that I wrote down that'll somehow be nestled into a journal someday. You guys are amazing. You fulfill my soul. You have no idea how much. And just the fact knowing that we're all sitting around with our paper, glue, and scissors and having some fun and getting lost in the art of it all and allowing our minds to experience something relaxing, new or different, and learning in the process. That's just the cat's meow. I love you guys. And remember that if you're looking for any of the my links to stuff, you can find a lot linked below my videos. They're also linked on this podcast, although I don't know exactly where you find it, but it's there. You can find my Amazon store with all the stuff that I use, my favorite tools and supplies, my vintage digital kits on Etsy if you like to print out things and use them as collage, or things for your journals. Go for it. Have fun with them. My free monthly newsletter with a free digital image along with the checklist of supplies and the note from the bookmaker. My videos come out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 a.m. My podcasts come out Tuesday and Thursday. All my playlists and social media links are linked below the videos. And come join the Facebook group. It's a fun group where we do weekly and monthly challenges, and we have a lot of fun inspiring each other and learning from each other. So remember that fun can be simple. Create with reckless abandon and capture your ideas, everybody. Go out there and learn something and capture those ideas. Love you all, and talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.